From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Vice President Cheney delivered a blunt message to Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf today. Do more to fight terrorism or risk losing financial aid now that Democrats control Congress. Cheney made stops in Pakistan and Afghanistan, both countries that are facing a resurgence by the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. The visits were kept off the vice president's public schedule and came at the end of a five-day trip to the Far East. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The famously secretive vice president was unusually public during the first few days of this trip. There were interviews with TV and print, visits with troops in Guam, a meeting with the new prime minister in Japan, and a session with an old friend of the administration, Australian Prime Minister John Howard. Along the way, Cheney has been talking and talking tough, accusing Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Congressman Jack Murtha of pushing a policy that would validate Al-Qaeda strategy. In Sydney, he described what would happen if the U.S. were to pull out of Iraq.
Having tasted victory in Iraq, jihadists would look for new missions. Many would head for Afghanistan to fight alongside the Taliban. Others would set out for capitals across the Middle East, spreading more sorrow and discord as they eliminate dissenters and work to undermine moderate governments.
Given that focus, it should not have been a surprise when the vice president made a detour on the way home, or when the more secretive Cheney reemerged. He flew into Pakistan on a plane bearing none of the highly recognizable United States of America markings of the usual Air Force Two. He headed immediately to a meeting with President Musharraf at the palace in Islamabad. There was a brief photo op, but no news conference. A Musharraf aide speaking anonymously told reporters that Cheney expressed great apprehension about Al-Qaeda and its increased presence in the remote tribal regions of Pakistan, where Pakistani forces last year struck a deal with tribal leaders. The Pakistani aide also said Cheney warned of a spring offensive by the Taliban. Back at the White House, Press Secretary Tony Snow seemed determined, though, to downplay any suggestion of an ultimatum.
We have not been saying it's a tough message. What we're saying is the vice president is meeting with President Musharraf because we do understand the importance of making even greater progress against Al-Qaeda, against the Taliban. It is important not only for the safety and security of people within Pakistan, but obviously within Afghanistan as well. And it's an important element in the larger war on terror.
From Islamabad, Cheney flew to Kabul, Afghanistan, but bad weather, including a heavy snowstorm, put his mission on hold. Any message he hopes to deliver to President Hamid Karzai will have to wait now until tomorrow. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.